This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: Meghalaya government to appoint a nodal officer to ensure full compliance of the agreed text settlement arrived between the ANVC, ANVCB and the state and the central government in 2014. Bodoland People's Front, emerging as the single largest party in Assam's Bodoland Territorial Council elections. IAS officer Shakil Ahmed as the new chief secretary of Meghalaya. Quick response teams constituted in Mizoram detects and punishes at least 10 business houses in Azol for not decreasing the GST rates. Now the news in detail. The Meghalaya government has decided to appoint a nodal officer to ensure full compliance of the agreed text settlement arrived between the ANVC, ANVCB and the state and the central government 2014. The government has also informed that 50-60% of the agreement has been already implemented. Speaking to media persons after the meeting, members of the two groups in Shillong with the state government deputy chief minister in charge Home Preston Tinsong said that the agreed text settlement was discussed clause by clause in the meeting. He also informed that no resolution could be arrived on few subjects as the state government cannot take a decision until the 125th amendment of the constitution is passed by the Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha. The 125th amendment of the constitution was referred to the parliamentary standing committee and the committee have already submitted its recommendations to the Ministry of Home Affairs. The Bodoland People's Front, a former ally of the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is emerging as the single largest party in Assam's Bodoland Territorial Council elections. The party was leading in 21 of the Autonomous Council's 40 seats after the counting of votes began at 8 a.m. on Friday. Officials of the Assam Elections Commission said that the results are expected to be announced today. The ruling United People's Party, Liberal, UPPL, was leading in 11 seats and its ally turned rival, BJP, in 8 seats, almost as many seats as they won in the 2020 BTC polls. The elections of the BTC currently ruled by the UPPL, BJP and the regional Gana Surakshit Party was held on the 22nd of this month. The council governs the Bodoland territorial region comprising 5 districts: Baksa, Chirak, Kokrajhar, Tamilpur and Udalguri. Meghalaya government has appointed additional Chief Secretary Shakil Ahmed as the new Chief Secretary. A notification issued by the Commissioner and Secretary of the Personal Department, CVD Dindor, said that he will take over as the Chief Secretary following the superannuation of the incumbent Chief Secretary DP Wala on the 30th of this month. Shakil Ahmed, a 1992 batch IAS officer, on assuming the charge as Chief Secretary would also function as a State Vigilance Officer. Meanwhile, outgoing Chief Secretary DP Wala, who is set to retire at the end of this month, will be appointed as a new chairperson of the Meghalaya State Food Commission after the State Cabinet recently approved his name for the new assignment. Mizoram Commissioner for State Tax HK Lalthuang Liana has informed that a quick response team has been constituted which has detected and punished at least 10 business houses in the capital Aizawl city for not decreasing the rates of their goods after the rates of goods and services tax GST were lowered recently. Lalthuang Liana said that such traders were fined on the spot and the QRT continues its operation as a plethora of complaints have been received from consumers. He said business houses refusing to reduce prices of their goods in line with reduction of GST rates from Monday last are being punished as per the anti-profiteering measure. Meanwhile, Subcommittee on Tax and Non-Tax under the Mizoram Resource Mobilization Committee has been working on expansion of tax base in the urban areas, especially to launch a crackdown on those traders who are not registered under GST but has a financial annual turnover of rupees 20 lakhs with the cooperation of the local councils and the taxation department officials. The United States is ready to invest in any potential sector in Mizoram, an official said. Kathy Giles Diaz, Consul General of U.S. Consulate General in Kolkata, called on Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duvahoma and discussed investment opportunities in Mizoram. Diaz informed Lal Duvahoma that the U.S. is ready to extend help to the Mizoram government if there is any area in which U.S.-based companies can invest in the state. Lal Duvahoma thanks Diaz to help Mizoram and informed that foreign funding projects are being executed with the permission of the center. The Chief Minister said that a good relation between Mizoram and the U.S. is necessary as a member of MISO's willing to visit the U.S. has increased manifolds recently. Diaz also met leaders of Central Young MISO Association and had a fruitful discussion on different issues of Mizoram. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma conducted a review of the preparations for the 13-day Vedic rituals of late Zubin Garg to be held in Jorhat, where the iconic musician spent much of his early life. The Chief Minister held a video conference with Jorhat Deputy Commissioner, Jorhat MLA Hiten Goswami, Mariani MLA Rupjoti Kormi, and other stakeholders to finalize arrangements for the event and discuss the development of the memorial in Jorhat to honor Zubin's legacy. The Chief Minister's officer posted on social media that the state government will organize the 13-day rituals in Jorhat and Zubin's ashes will also be brought to the town for the ceremony. Zubin Garg, 52, passed away in Singapore. His mortal remains were brought back to Assam and cremated at Kamarkuchi near Guwahati with full state honors amidst an overwhelming public outpouring of grief. As a part of World Tourism Day 2025, Chief Secretary of Arunachal Pradesh, Manish K.R. Gupta, flagged off a cycling competition on Friday from DK State Convention Center, Itanagar. While participating in the cycling competition, the Chief Secretary informed that this year's theme, Tourism and Sustainable Transformation, highlights the need to protect the environment, empower communities and promote healthy lifestyles. He added that cycling reflects all these values and Arunachal Pradesh, with its natural beauty and cultural richness, is a perfect backdrop for sustainable tourism. Later in the day, the Chief Secretary interacted with Commissioner Arunachal Pradesh State Election Commission, Rinchi Tashi, to discuss the upcoming Panchayati Raj elections and has assured full support and cooperation of the state government for a smooth and fair electoral process. Nagaland government has signed a memorandum of understanding with the National Jute Board, Jute Corporation of India Limited and ICAR Central Research Institute for Jute and Allied Fibers, West Bengal. The signing took place between Agricultural Production Commissioner Wepre Kenye and officials from the three entities in the presence of Joint Secretary Fiber, Ministry of Textiles, Padmini Singla. The MOU aims to promote and expand jute cultivation across the state, building on the existing farming practices. It seeks to encourage more farmers to grow jute on a larger scale, improve agronomy and cultivation techniques, and ultimately help farmers achieve better quality jute, higher yields and increased income. In addition to jute, the MOU includes introducing new age natural fibers like sisal, flax and rami. These fibers will be cultivated on a pilot scale to explore the potential as alternative crops. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, on Friday paid floral tributes to Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika at the state's Statue of Brotherhood in Lower Dibang Valley District. Khandu termed the iconic statue as a symbol of unity and cultural harmony, reflecting Dr. Hazarika's unparalleled contribution in bringing Arunachal Pradesh and Assam closer through his music and vision. On the occasion, the Chief Minister also inaugurated Dr. Bhupen Hazarika's museum and cultural center and unveiled a photo gallery cum exhibition stalls dedicated to Dr. Hazarika, offering glimpses of his artistic journey and cultural legacy. The inaugural Bhupen Hazarika Samane Award was presented to Hemanta Benya for his close association with Dr. Hazarika in promoting and preserving Arunachal's rich cultural heritage. The 15-day-long Hindi Pakhwada organized by Akashvani Kohima culminated on Friday. To mark the occasion, a competition on Hindi film songs for central government employees, members of town officials' language implementation committee was held. Speaking at the event, head of program Akashvani, Ella Kayina, highlighted the role of Akashvani in promoting Hindi and shaping the country's cultural landscape. Staff from CRPF, DDK, PIB, NIE, LIT and Postal Service participated in the competition. DG Long from 45th Assam Rifles won the first prize, followed by Prakash Singha from Postal Services and Dhanpal from the 105th Battalion BSF, while five participants received consolation prizes. During the program, winners of various competitions held throughout the festival were facilitated. Before we close, now the headlines once again. Meghalaya government to appoint a nodal officer to ensure full compliance of the agreed tax settlement arrived between the ANVC, ANVCB and the state and the central government in 2014. Bodoland People's Front emerging as the single largest party in Assam's Bodoland Territorial Council elections. IAS officer Shakil Ahmed is the new chief secretary of Meghalaya. Quick Response Team QRT constituted in Mizoram detects and punishes at least 10 business houses in Aizawl for not decreasing the GST rates. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.